Paul, I guess just some roster news to start off. Mark O'Donnell back with the organization. What's the plan for him?
He'll go with report to the Moose. We like him as a player. We like the depth, especially with Kristen opting to return to Europe. We have another NHL-ready player in our system.
What does it mean, too, the way he handled last year? I know you talked about that frequently.
Right.
You have room for another forward at some point.
That would be a big piece of why we wanted to have him back. We know the character and we know how he handles himself during a year, even in difficult times. So that's part of that job, being ready, and he was all year last year. So he fits our culture.
Going to the Moose would allow him to get playing time, confidence, all those sorts of things?
Absolutely. You gotta touch the puck, get his minutes up, get to something that he hasn't had for a while, get into a real rotation.
As for today, same group of players that
Correct.
Started last game, including Hellebuck?
Yes.
What do you take out of the Calgary game? Obviously, you didn't like the first period, but how good your club was in the final 40. Is that a building block coming into back-to-back here today?
Well, it was important. You handle your day and you handle your situation shift by shift. When it changes, you've got to respond. We had a very difficult first period. Didn't like the way we handled their forecheck. So clearly, at the score it was, they came off the hammer a bit. But we did what we could do in front of us and moved better, moved the puck better, and looked more like ourselves.
Paul Connor, Hellebuck, often talked last year about his bounce backs when he'd have a rare off night. This will be the first one, I guess, where he gets a chance this season. So what did you see him learning last year, how to handle some adversity when things maybe didn't go well in a game?
I felt that he moved past the first year or young goalie's fears of a bad game being a trend. That part of that number one mentality is that you really cut those nights off. And a lot of that's just the confidence that over time you learn that you're going to have a tough night and you have responded well in the past and you'll be able to do that again.
Touched on the things you liked about the first quarter. I mean, do you have a priority one for quarter number two?
What would be a continuation? That we feel that the improvements that we made in the second half of our first 20 games is the most important part for our team, handling the defensive part of the game.
What's caught your attention from Minnesota on video as you play them for the first of five times here today?
Back to very fast. Really, really aggressive on their forecheck and getting players up the ice. But back to playing at a really quick pace, moving the puck quick. Their power play is far more dynamic than it was last year. They have more than one option that they're looking for now. So good pace to their game.
Paul, this will be the third time zone you've played in this week. And a 3 o'clock start to boot after an 8 o'clock local start two nights ago. Yeah. This is a bit of a unique road trip in that sense, isn't it?
It's unique in that this won't happen very often, but in terms of the overall travel that we do, we face time zone changes on a regular basis. We'll go home for two and then go back out east. So it doesn't make it easy, but it's something we're accustomed to.
You told us the other day that Connor had already been lobbying on the back-to-back before an early pull. I mean, will that factor into the decision for tomorrow?
It will. Yeah, it'll factor. I'm not saying it's a deciding factor, but the fact that he didn't get any work in Calgary opens the door.